Get out there and tell somebody about Jesus.
How's everybody doing today?
Come on, somebody. Nothing's sticking anymore. Well, can't work in my office today. It's flooded.
Man, there is just a good vibe happening today.
Here we go, everybody. We're back.
That's right.
Podcast 84.
Yep, 84.
Wow. We're making it. And I wanted to remind everybody that at 100, we're going to make a brand new intro video.
That's right.
So,
just a big, big milestone.
Yeah. I mean, why don't we reward ourselves? This huge reward by giving ourselves more work. By creating
a brand new intro.
A brand new intro video.
That's right.
So this sounds fun.
So much fun. Well, because 100, when we set out,
yes,
100 was our goal.
Maybe you're new to the podcast.
And when we started, we said, let's hit 100 episodes.
So there's some things coming up. We have some announcements, some thoughts. I have some thoughts and some announcements.
Okay.
All right.
Love it.
So help me out with this too, because I'm trying to remember everything. We just updated our YouTube page.
That's right.
So we wanted to give everybody an update on the YouTube page.
Boom. It's awesome.
We changed it. We changed our YouTube page.
Yeah.
But if you've subscribed to it, you're still subscribed.
Yes.
So the page is now CYNYA.
Yes.
CYNYA, Cornerstone Youth and Young Adults.
That's right.
You can find it at youtube.com/@CYNYA.
Yep.
Or you can just search for on YouTube, Cornerstone Youth and Young Adults.
That's right.
And so essentially we took our page that was just simply Ignited, and we changed it to all of Cornerstone's Youth and Young Adults page.
Right, because we used to use that page almost exclusively for Ignited videos, especially during COVID when we were doing everything online through YouTube.
Yeah.
But now pretty much every single thing we put on that YouTube page is for teenagers and young adults.
Yes.
So we figured let's kind of rebrand the page.
Rebrand the page.
So it makes a little more sense.
But everything going up is still the same. And so hopefully you can find that. It's a lot easier to find too, because it was weird. It was Ignited 7854.
Yeah.
So
there was tons of pages called Ignited.
Right. There is. So this is, you can find it now, youtube.com/@CYNYA.
Yep.
And then also, next week, mailbag.
Mailbag, ladies and gentlemen.
So you can comment below your questions, or you can email us, lucas@ignited.org.
Aaron@ignited.org.
And we've already got questions in. We'll gather those questions. I'll pull them from all the different spots that they've been coming in from.
That's
we'll
right.
then.
Or if you're watching on YouTube, you can drop us a comment.
Yes, I said that too.
In the YouTube section. Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Or maybe shoot us a DM on Instagram. I don't know. Well, however you want to communicate it to us, we want your questions.
So, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How could they find you on Instagram, Pastor Aaron? Do you know?
@AaronMalmquist. It's really simple.
That's right. Mine's @L4Stuff.
Nice.
I guess it would be Instagram.com/L4Stuff.
Yeah, but if you just like pull up the Instagram app.
Instagram app?
Yeah. You can just search
Aaron Malmquist.
@AaronMalmquist. Yeah.
L4Stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right there.
Awesome.
Right there. Pastor Luke, you don't know this, but I've been telling some students that we're having a mailbag section to our podcast.
Yes.
And I've got the strangest response from not only teenagers, but also young adults. And they keep asking me, what is a mailbag?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Wow.
And I said, it's where you send in questions and we answer them.
We're like a mailman coming in with a mailbag.
They said, why don't you call it Q&A?
Okay.
And I said, well, we could, but every podcast that I've listened to that has a whole episode designated to questions, they always call it a mailbag.
They do call it a mailbag.
And so I was like, I thought that's what you, or like podcast culture, that's the name.
Yeah.
Apparently, none of the other young adults or teenagers that I've brought this up to know that. So we might need to rebrand it a little bit.
Oh, all right.
I just brought this up to you right now for the first time. We're having a podcast business meeting right now live.
I call it the mailbag. We never had a meeting about what to call it.
No.
We just called it a mailbag.
We just called it a mailbag.
That's typically how things kind of get branded, is that it's like whatever's naturally coming to your head.
Yeah.
So Q&A.
I liked mailbag.
I think we should keep it mailbag.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll keep it mailbag for now.
I agree. Let's keep it mailbag.
Sweet. All right. That's good. So we got a great topic today.
Oh, I'm fired up about this topic today.
Me too. And I think we should just, let's just dive right into it.
All right, let's do it.
Because
I love it.
We got a lot of places to go. And of course, if you're watching us right now, you're seeing that we're staring off camera at a, you know, you can't see what we're staring at. But
right.
But it's our podcast talking points.
Yeah, it's our breakdown. It's our podcast breakdown. It's by no means extensive.
Oh, no.
It's like a few bullet points.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were to see this, you would think to yourself, how'd they get a half an hour podcast out of that? And where are they going with this podcast? So it's total shorthand on this big post-it note up on the wall here.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about something because we were at a men's group Wednesday night at church.
Okay.
And Pastor Tim was doing a whole lesson on Samson.
I love it.
And what an interesting figure.
Yeah, Samson is so interesting to me.
I got questions about Samson that I wish I could send into a mailbag podcast. So that they could get answered on a Q&A.
Yeah.
I would
absolutely send in some questions.
You know what my question is?
What's your question?
Was Samson big and strong? Like he looked big and strong?
Yeah.
And or was Samson normal to small with crazy strength?
Yeah. I have actually wondered that too. And I've wondered it. This is really kind of bizarre. But I've wondered like watching some like superhero movies. And some guy, like some superheroes, like I was thinking about like Thor. Like Thor just looks like a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just looks
like me.
He just looks so, exactly. He just looks so strong.
Yeah.
He's got the blonde flowing hair.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. And then you got guys like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Just kind of small, skinny, scrawny kid.
Yeah.
But super strong, has this insane superhuman strength. How was Samson?
I don't know. You'd think at some point in the notes of Samson, you know, somebody is observing and writing this down.
Yeah.
They would make a point to say the size of this man is frustrating. How big was this guy? I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's my cue for an A one day.
I like it. Right. I always picture him as like a big guy.
I like to think he wasn't big.
Yeah? Okay.
Because that would make the story even wilder.
It would.
That like this 5'6", 145-pound man just grabs the jawbone of a donkey and kills 1,000 Philistines.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, he catches 300 foxes and because he does.
Yeah.
And then he ties them together two by two and sets their tails on fire and lets them run around the Philistine fields to light everything on fire.
It's crazy. You know, I think that's one of the most underrated aspects of Samson's story. You know the skill it takes to catch a fox?
Caught 300 like, foxes.
How fast do you have to be? He caught 300 of them.
He knows what the fox says.
Oh.
Because he knows. He knows. And then he carries like the gates of the city up the mountain.
Oh, yeah. And then thrusts them into the ground.
He just easily rips chains and ropes that are tied to his wrists. And I don't know, this guy, like, that would be, the whole thing is wild. But then you add to it, he's just like 5'6", 145 pounds. he just looks like a bank teller.
You're right.
Like, I mean, like, that would blow, that, I don't know. Just the whole thing is crazy to me. The whole story of Samson is amazing.
Yeah.
One of the parts, though, that we want to talk about today with Samson was this. There's this like sad verse.
Yeah.
In the story.
Oh yeah.
This is after Delilah has finally annoyed him to the point of like where he does reveal the secret to his strength. So she cuts his hair while he's sleeping. Then she wakes him up. Philistines are coming. The Philistines are coming. You know, Samson, help. And he stands to his feet. And the verse is really sad. It says, the Lord left him and he did not know it.
Yeah, he didn't know it. Man.
So there's a lot to this. And I want to talk about that and a lot more in this podcast, Pastor
Aaron. All right, let's do it.
Because he lived what appeared to me and what seems to me as I've read the whole story of Samson within the context of the whole story from this book, Judges. It's clear to me, Pastor Aaron, that he lived the majority of his life not truly in tune and familiar with God.
Yeah, I think Samson is he's so interesting. He's one of the most interesting characters in the book of Judges because he rarely actually hears from God. He never builds an altar to God. But God is supernaturally using Samson to help deliver Israel from the Philistines. But Samson is, he's struggling to I don't know, make that connection with God, or I'm not sure exactly what that is. But
And as I read the story, I've read it, but I paid attention the last time I read it. I read it just a few weeks ago, actually. It would say that when he would stand up to then like take action, the Lord would come upon him.
Right.
So it seems to me that he wasn't strong until the Lord came upon him, but the Lord had always come upon him when he would take action.
Yeah.
But he didn't really live his life in tune with God. Yeah. That seems like a terrible word I'm using. I don't know why I'm using in tune, but like he wasn't like devoted to the Lord. His heart wasn't with God.
Yeah.
But the Lord would always honor him and use him when he would stand up to take action.
Right. Yeah. Because I think about people in the book of Judges who were maybe more in tune or devoted to God. I think about like Deborah, who was that prophetess, very devoted to God, always like trying to do what the Lord had spoken to her and make that happen. I think about Gideon for like, I guess the first half of his life, kind of messed up big time at the end, but Gideon for the first half of his life was constantly in communication with God.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really short story, but one of the coolest stories in Judges is the guy named Ehud.
Yes.
But it says that he would build an altar to the Lord. So he had that devotion. But we don't quite see that from Samson.
No.
But we do see that when he would step up to take action, that the Lord would come upon him and give him that strength and power in that moment.
So he wasn't like, he didn't know the Spirit of the Lord was on him during just a normal daily living. He didn't live a life of, I know right now that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He didn't live that lifestyle. So when he stood up with his hair, he didn't know his hair was cut, but he stands up and he goes to take action. It says that he didn't even know that the Lord wasn't with him. So that makes me think that he lived his life without his heart really belonging to the Lord.
Right.
And it made me like do a check on myself. How am I doing right now?
Yeah.
I wonder if I would know if the Lord left me.
Wow.
Or have I just gotten into such a routine and I've practiced and done it enough to where I can just do it without the Lord now.
Right.
And then it got me thinking about something else.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Which is, there's probably some of us out there who are like Samson, where the Lord has left us and we didn't even know it. Mm. And then there's others out there where the Lord is with them and they don't know it. That your pastor is telling you to go witness in your schools.
Right.
And you're like, no, I can't do that. I'm too scared.
Yeah.
And I'm a nobody from nowhere. I'm not popular. I don't have like a lot of friends. I can't do that. And we're telling you, the Lord is with you.
Come on.
And you go, no, he's not.
No, he's not there.
That's not good either.
No, that's not good either. And I think that we maybe as New Testament, as Christians a part of the church now, I think we would tend to fall into that camp more often.
Yes.
And I think it's so interesting. We love to quote this verse. I think it's in 2 Corinthians where it says that we're a new creation. Behold, all the old things have passed away. All things have become new. Right? We love that verse. But the implications of that is that the power of God lives on the inside of me now. That everything that I did before, it was part of the old me. That old me is dead. I put him to death on the cross.
Yeah.
That's what Paul said. And now the life that I live in Christ. And so that means that we do have the power of God on the inside of us, but it's almost easier to just kind of think about, okay, I get to go to heaven when I die and my life isn't going to change a whole lot. Or we kind of like, I'm going to stop doing bad, but I'm also not really going to start living like for the kingdom of God. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, people are afraid to take action.
Yeah.
And I would say this. Both situations, Pastor Aaron, I think there is one route to it.
Okay.
There's the one situation where you're going forward like you think the Lord is with you and he's not.
Yeah.
There's a route there. I think it's pride.
Yeah.
And I think the same route is in the other one.
Yeah.
Where your pastor or spiritual leader or somebody in your life is telling you, go, 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 witness in your school, invite your friends to church, tell your coworkers about the Lord, be a Bible club leader. You can be a worship leader. You can do it. Come on, let's go. And you're sitting there going, I don't think the Lord's with me. I think that's pride too.
Absolutely. It's absolutely pride, because if you are Pastor Tim says this so often, that pride is the root of insecurity. Because if you think that it's the reason that it can't happen is because of you, you're so insecure, you're telling God, your power can't overcome my insecurity.
Ah.
And that's pride.
Whoa. Say that again. Your power can't
overcome my insecurity. If you're talking to God and you're saying, man, I can't witness in my school. I can't tell my coworkers about Christ. I can't be the spiritual leader my family needs to be. I'm not good enough to do it. I'm like nobody from nowhere, like you're saying. If you're telling God that, you're telling God, your power can't overcome my insecurity.
Hmm. I got a question for you, Pastor Aaron.
What's that?
How many S-U-N, the sun.
Okay.
How many sons do you think you would need to equal the power of God? Just say a number.
I don't even know. Like a million?
Okay. Maybe more?
Probably more. Like a billion, trillion? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if there's a number.
I agree. Whatever the number is, probably not big enough.
It's not big enough.
But a million's a big.
Yeah, a billion, trillion.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's a number.
It's like an unanswerable question, but also your heart knows he's big.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the point of the question.
Right.
And it's a philosophical question, and it lets me see into your view of God.
Yeah.
All right. Even the most quote-unquote insecure person out there would have to admit, yeah, God's power is big enough to help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to admit that.
Yeah.
Even if you were said 100 sons, that's still powerful.
That's still powerful.
All right.
Way more powerful than you.
Exactly. Okay. So, but the pride gets in the way.
Yeah.
We make ourselves bigger than God.
Whew. That's not a good place to be.
Exactly. It's not a good place to be. And it's cloaked in, a passiveness or let somebody else do it. At least Samson took action.
Yeah.
Let's just give Samson some credit. I wish more people just took action and you had to like kind of grab them by the back of their hair, like, slow down, man.
Yeah.
You know? But I would rather just somebody going for it and then them able to take advice of like, let's just slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
At least he took action. At least he stood up to fight.
Yeah. I love, so this is a great example of just kind of like church world stuff. Recently in the past, like about eight months, we restarted our bus ministry here at Ignited, right? And we had actually like an outside like consultant come in and give us a bunch of info. It was really good. And
it was really good.
Pastor Tim talked to me and Rochelle, who's our children's minister here, and he said, let's go for it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And we'll see what God does.
Just take action.
And so me and Rochelle were like, all right, let's do it. And it's been incredible to see what God has done. And we have already put plans into place to add two brand new stops starting in September this year. But if we would have been like, well, we don't know where to go. There is a lot of unknowns starting something new like this.
Yeah, of course.
So many unknowns.
Yeah.
And Pastor was like, just go. Yeah. And we'll make adjustments. And we've had to make adjustments. Yeah. And you know what? It didn't start off great. You know how many kids we picked up the first night we sat on a bus? Two. Two kids.
That's two more than anybody else went out and got.
That's right. And that's exactly what I told the team. I said, guys, that was two people who would have never heard the gospel tonight, but they did because we went out and picked them up.
Yes. And now you're at where you're like, how many people are now registered? Because you have a registration.
Yeah, we have a registration, and now we have almost 30 people registered to get picked up every single week.
Yeah. And that's leads us so perfectly, Pastor Aaron, into the last thing I want to talk about here, which is going to connect to this whole thing that we're talking about with Samson.
Yeah.
Is that God honors action.
Yeah.
And you know what we tend to honor?
What do we honor?
I don't have this written out. You don't know I was going to say this. But I want you to talk about this.
All right.
People honor titles. God honors action.
Yep. That's so good.
I agree. And
so
it's not
good.
I didn't come up with this.
Yeah.
All right. But I heard this for the first time yesterday. And I was like, that's so true.
Yeah.
People think they can't do anything without a title.
Yeah.
Which is totally wrong.
Yeah.
The world is looking for somebody with a title that they think this person with a title has the answers.
Right.
That's not always true.
Nope. No.
And we then are waiting, like, oh, somebody gave me a title. Now I'm waiting for God to respect that and anoint it. You like that?
Yeah.
You love that?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny. All right, God, yeah. I got the title now. Now I know you're gonna honor that, Lord.
Yeah.
And all the while, the Lord is begging for somebody to just simply take action.
Yeah.
Too many churches full of titles and no action.
Yeah. I got a great illustration to illustrate your point here. When I was in a summer internship program, I think it was Pastor Ben did this experiment with the high school and young adults that were there. Might have been Pastor. I think it was Pastor Ben, though. And he got us into two groups, and he gave us what seemed like an impossible task to complete. You know, like there was a tarp folded up small. Everybody's on top of the tarp, and you got to flip the tarp over without getting off of it. Well, everybody's standing on it. You flip over a tarp. You know, yeah. It's kind of this like impossible situation, these team building type things. And they would put someone in charge. And they would give them a title. For this exercise, you are the leader.
That's the title.
Leader. That's the title. You're the leader. But there was usually somebody, and a lot of times it wasn't the person with the title, who would begin to influence the group's decision.
The real leader.
And you could see that person, because so often the person who was given the title leader had decision paralysis. They would get afraid of making the decision because they didn't want to be wrong.
Have you ever heard of paralysis by analysis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
That's what would happen. And somebody else was willing to make a decision, take action, say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And that person would be the person who had influence, who was actually making all the decisions. even though the other person had the title.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens. Like, we're like, God, I got this title. He's like, yeah, but you've never taken action.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you expect me to honor the title, but you've never taken any action?
Yes.
Yeah. Samson was at least taking this action.
Yes.
And he did.
And the
Lord would honor his action.
It's very clear in the story of Samson. He would go first, and then the Lord would anoint him right before he needed it.
Like, yeah.
But he was headed there. He just was going for it.
He was going for it.
Yeah. He took action. The Lord honors action.
Yeah. And I think it's really perfectly illustrated at the end of his life. He's messed up.
Oh, you're right. You're
big
right.
time.
I never thought about this.
Yes. Messed up big time. The Lord left him.
Because they shaved his head.
Because they shaved his head. He disobeyed the Lord. And he's been in prison for years.
His hair's grown back.
His eyes are gouged out.
Those aren't growing back.
They're not growing back. He's been at the – since he was like they put him at the grinding press, which was like what they would hook up a donkey to, just spinning a wheel.
Just grinding grain.
And he comes before the Philistines in their temple, and he asks God. He said, God, be with me one more time. And he puts his hands on the pillars, and he doesn't know. Like, I don't think he was just like, all of a sudden his hair grew back really long and his muscles just like bulged out. Like,
doesn't appear to be like a sign that the Lord was with him.
Yeah. He just put his hand on the pillars and began to push.
Yeah.
And the Lord empowered him.
Yeah.
One more time. Why? Because he said, God, I'm going to do something right here and I need you to show up.
Wow.
He did it. He took action and God honored that.
And maybe this just inspires people out there right now. Maybe you're just like, whoa, I feel the Lord telling me to take action with something, and I've been putting it off, maybe waiting for somebody else to do it or waiting for somebody to give me a title.
Yeah.
You know, or waiting for somebody to give me a position and to tell others, hey, follow them. They're the leader now. Like,
yeah.
But the truth is, like with the story you told from the summer internship program, just because you've been given the title of leader doesn't really truly mean that you are the leader.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I truly believe the Lord loves to anoint the one who's taking action. Let's end with this, Pastor Aaron.
All right.
Over the Easter weekend at church, we got a report that 100 people, over 100 people.
Over 100. This is amazing.
Over 100 people during the Easter week here at Cornerstone Church gave their lives to the Lord.
That's incredible. It's about enough to make me want to get up out of this chair and dance a jig or something. I was like, when I received I was like, yeah!
I know. And there was a lot of hard work that went into that.
Oh, yeah.
Of the harvest was our Renewing Hope Outreach Ministry.
Yeah.
Went into three different communities.
Yeah, three different communities.
During the Easter week, we went to three different communities, and at each community, there was Easter dinners given out to families and a gospel presentation given.
Yep.
And at each of those places, we would see people responding to give their lives to the Lord. Then at our Good Friday service, same thing. Our Easter Sunday services, same thing. And over the week, a period of over 100 people gave their lives to the Lord.
Come on.
We would have never reached that number. I truly believe, Pastor Aaron, we would have never reached that number without the action of our Renewing Hope outreach team.
Totally agree. Absolutely.
I felt like the Lord anointed and honored that action.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For the Renewing Hope team. And maybe you're listening and you were on that team. And the Lord anointed you and used you and blessed you. And, the Lord honors that. And the Lord loves to anoint the one who takes action.
Come on.
So let's not put ourselves in this posture of pride. And two things can happen with a posture of pride. The first one is that the Lord has left you and you don't even know it. Or the Lord is with you and you don't know it.
Don't know it.
Oh, well, it's been great to be with you today, Podience.
This is a good one.
This was a good one. This was a hearty bowl.
Hearty bowl podcast stew.
Chunks of beef, thick cut carrots.
Big cubes of potatoes.
Yeah. Chunks of potatoes.
Yeah.
Thick stew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
like brown gravy.
So the stew is so rich that the spoon is stained.
Yeah.
From the broth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
You know what I'm talking about with the spoon, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ever seen the your Tupperware get stained because it held a stew too long?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
There you go. That's the kind of podcast this was.
I love it.
This was a Tupperware staining stew.
I love it.
Oh, wow. What do we call? This is podcast 84.
84.
What do we title this podcast, Pastor Aaron?
Just title it. I don't know.
All right,
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll see it. All right, everybody. Been great to be at the Ape audience.
See you guys next week.
Catch you on the next one. Woo. Bye. Get out there and tell somebody about Jesus.
How's everybody doing today?
Come on, somebody.
Nothing's sticking anymore.
Well, can't work them off today. It's flooded.
Man, there is just a good vibe happening today.